check. Next, I'd like to introduce.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the weekday. What a lovely weekend we had weather-wise. Hope you had a nice holiday. Got together, did what you wanted to do. We are back at it on this Monday. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Got Chris on the other side of the glass spinning the ones and twos as well. A lot going on today. Couple new features for you today. We'll explain in just a moment as well. Our phone number is the same. It's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. You can follow the station on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. Follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN and Pete Shepherd at PSHEP326. Pete, how are you, sir? I haven't seen you since Thursday. I trust you had a nice Easter
Marvelous
weekend.
Marvelous thing. I did. Hope you did. Hope Chris did. As you can see, I'm in my black and silver today. Because as I tweeted out on Saturday or yesterday, I am the new scouting director for the Oakland Raiders, and I'm happy to be accepted that position. Thank you, Mr. Mayock and Mr. Gruden.
You've got competition.
It's Chris's. That's the beauty of it.
Craig missed the memo, I guess.
I get to hire whoever I want. So, Chris, would you like to come aboard my staff?
Absolutely, yes.
It won't interfere with our radio duties here.
No.
So
minimal investment.
Now, I will give both of you chumps. One final get out of jail free card if you want to take your names off the sticky pad in the back of who will last longer, Hugh Freeze or John Gruden. This is your last and final chance. Because when I saw on Friday that John Gruden and Mayock sent every one of their scouts home, just a true story in case you missed it, sent them home because there was no trust. They didn't know who to believe. They don't have any scouts that I know of as of yet. I've never seen that in my life before.
I haven't heard those words used. Listen, I've seen scouts get canned right after the draft and all that kind of stuff. I've never heard the words, we don't trust them, don't know who to trust, so they're out.
I use the word chumps affectionately,
sure,
by the way. But,
I will deny, I appreciate your offer, but I'm gonna die on my hill. John Gruden will outlast you, please. Yeah, I'm gonna take my stand on that, so... 903 on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Thank you for coming back on. Friday sucked. Well, I mean, you know, I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. And
I had an excellent Friday.
Yeah, I did. Friday was very.
Mine was disjointed because the weathermen. It was.
What? As long as they get it right around here during hurricane season, we'll let it slide.
No, they do. It's just I canceled my golf game because of it, and they really didn't need to. It didn't come down to about 4:30, 4 o'clock, but it did come down.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was still a wonderful week. Why? What happened, Chris? What happened on Friday that was so great?
It's Friday and I wasn't working.
So yeah, that was good. That was all good.
That was pretty cool.
All right, we've got a couple of new features on this show that we're going to do every day. I'm going to tell you about one we've got coming up in a little bit. We're also streamlining the headlines. This is going to be good. Right now, it is time for our first SportsCenter Rundown.
NBA action. The Boston Celtics swept the Indiana Pacers yesterday with a 110-106 win. The Warriors, Raptors, Trailblazers all win yesterday to take a 3-1 series lead. Over to the ice. Yesterday, the Bruins forced a game 7 against the Maple Leafs. San Jose doing the same against Vegas. That's a 2-1 win for the Sharks in double OT. And tonight, locally, the Everblades game 6 hosting the Jacksonville Icemen. Coverage starts at 7:15.
I liked it.
Sweet.
I liked it. We're doing that every hour.
It's quicker.
Sweet.
It's streamlined. It's good. I like the music bed you chose. Very good.
Big time quickie, like Aria last night. Oh, too soon?
All right. How much?
I can't believe.
How much of today's show is going to be dedicated to Game of Thrones episode 2?
I think I speak for billions when I say this, or at least tens of millions.
At least billion.
We've seen genitals cut off on the show. We've seen incestuous scenes. We've seen people burned to death by dragons and limbs cut off and beheadings and everything else. I can take all of that. But I actually sort of went out loud, loudly last night. Oh, my God. When Aria and Gendry went at it, you know, I was like, it was like watching. I don't have a daughter, but if I did, that's right. What I felt like.
It was wow. So uncomfortable.
And she's 18 on the show now. She's 22 in real life.
It was 18. So uncomfortable.
It was just like, then I'm thinking, well, how much are they going to show?
Is this the chick in episode one that was standing by the side of the road while everybody was marching town?
Yes, okay. Yes.
She seemed a little young to me.
She was 11.
And I understand through the seven episodes, we've seen her grow up on the show.
She's about 18 on the show now.
No, Craig, we've seen her grow up on the show, but never like this.
That's really
like, it was always, she's brutally murdered grown men, like to the point where you're like, man, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yes.
I'm screaming at the television. Yeah. Stop it!
Wow.
Please stop!
Now, who did she do it with?
Robert Baratheon's bastard son.
Which one is that?
Gendry.
Based on my limited knowledge?
You probably wouldn't know
who
that
is. Didn't see him in episode one, season seven or eight, so I don't know who he is.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay. There was
because I did not watch last night. I took a break, and I think a good thing.
You don't have HBO.
Well, I know, but I have my ways. I could have found it if I wanted to.
Oh, that's right. You're already under FTC.
It was a forced break.
Yeah.
But my complaint last week was that it took too long to develop. And what I'm hearing is that this was another scene setter waste of an hour.
That it was not a
now
waste.
We got to wait for week three before the actual action starts.
I mean, Cersei wasn't even in it, so. But
it was. So, like, last week, right? Like, we knew a lot that the characters did not know. So you're piecing all of that together.
Yes.
Well, It felt like the last, because actually I thought last night's episode was kind of funny.
Really? There, in a lot of ways
there
it was.
Was some,
was it a like, comedy?
There were some laugh out loud moments.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get online afterwards to see what the reaction is, and it's not good.
Yeah.
Well, people don't like laughing during Game of Thrones, apparently.
But, you know, you got to put some of that stuff. I think it's going to get very serious from next week here.
I thought
Daenerys and Sansa was fantastic.
After next week, the season's half over. It better get going. I mean, you know, the white dudes are coming, or the men,
the white dudes.
I mean, you got to be ready. It's got to happen at some point. They can't just keep prolonging the white dudes.
Ice dudes or snow people are acceptable.
Not white dudes.
Racist.
There ain't going to be a lot of white dudes left, I don't think.
White people are coming. So yes, I'm excited for next week.
Craig leading the White Walkers, right? So when you hit you with one of those spears, you grow tube socks up to your knees automatically.
That's part of the uniform, Pete. All right. Also, you just heard one new feature. We are going to at 4:45 every day have a new feature that we're very excited about. It's every day. Wikipedia with Pete Shepard. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this idea. We are going to give you, the audience, a chance to, well, it's a short little contest of trivia questions. We'll have running themes each day, maybe a movie Monday or, you know, something like that. But
TV Tuesday, sports, whatever, a whole bunch of, and I've not seen the, because there's nothing.
Pete is the only one that's not seen the questions.
I have not seen the questions.
So we'll do this, and a round of golf will be on the line. We're giving out prizes with this.
So Craig's like Alec Trebek.
Yes.
With or without mustache? Probably without.
Because you don't have a mustache. Yeah. Unless you were to grow a mustache.
Alex is under the weather.
Yeah, he's got pancreatic cancer.
Fighting pancreatic cancer and still working.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, pancreatic cancer in my life, is undefeated. I mean, that's a tough one.
Yep.
So thoughts and prayers to him, but he's fighting it. He's still working.
Yes. Do I have to answer in the form of a question?
No, okay. It's not that formal.
Because that can bog down radio.
This is just, it's quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to be quicker on this show.
Yeah.
My, I got a sweaty palm over here because it's so cold.
It's condensating.
Thinking about Arya and Gendry.
Oh, stop it. That was the biggest shock on television this year.
I was thinking from linebacker. What was the crazy show? Kevin Bacon, all the murders and everything that lasted 3 years on Fox. I could only make it through two. That actually grossed me out more than what was that show? He was
didn't watch it.
Yeah,
Footloose.
It was on Fox. No,
probably
not,
that description.
A Few Good Men.
It was very good. It was very well acted. It was beyond disgusting. Some of the scenes beyond. But anyway, There was one line. It just brought back memories of one of the lead characters talking about one of the females on the show, and he just said one night, he's like, and I was thinking this about Ari. I was like, "You cunning little viper," you know, because that was, she was a seductress last night. I mean, they've had flirtations before.
Well, no,
those two.
Man, I looked
when they were young. When they were younger, they had serious flirtations.
I looked at my wife last night. I said, "Man, she's got some thirsty eyes right there. Like she's wanting it. She's trying to kick it out wide for a boy, and
kicking it out wide.
Sure. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Tons of celebrities or athletes and movie stars alike tweeted out stuff about the scene. Cher had a great one. I'm just paraphrasing. But she said, good for you, Aria. I said, if you're going to die in a couple of days, why not go out and get some?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't.
And then there are others going, no,
that was it.
Don't. There's one way or the other. Either what Cher said, basically how we were thinking, or like, no.
Yeah, I was the.
You're so pure, the only thing left is, but you're not pure. You, like you said, you massacred how many people in this show. And they had it coming.
But she was.
She had a list of people she was going to kill.
But she was pure from a physical standpoint.
Yeah, yes.
It was.
Pure as the driven snow of the North white people.
I mean, she had killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
But she was still pure in every sense of the word.
Kevin Bacon on the following. Yes, that's
the
what it
following.
Was. But yes, you're absolutely right. It just that had to be the
no, Pete,
the
you nailed it. It's like watching.
Yeah. A relative of yours.
A little
or a daughter
sister or a daughter. Like, you don't want to see this. Put your clothes back on, Arya. Put it on.
Yikes.
And they only showed a side view.
I know.
And that was it. And, you know, and she's legal. She's 22 years old in
real
life.
Yeah.
And she's about 18 on the show.
But you felt yucky watching it.
Absolutely.
Did either of you turn away?
No.
Okay.
Did you fast forward or
turn it off? No.
No, I just sat there. Right. Oh, my God. Then you never know with her. I'm like, maybe she's going to kill him.
Did your wives have any kind of reaction?
My wife was in the other room.
My wife had the reaction I had.
I just
don't do it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, my God. She goes, that's seven OMGs. She yells in the other room.
She's keeping track.
Does she not watch Game of Thrones with you?
She doesn't. Every time she had come in over the years, she'd always come in with a disgusting part or an orgy scene. Those scenes only last like 10 to 30 seconds at tops. But I think she would like it.
So she thinks you're in there watching porn.
No, but she knows there's always a scene or two. But Cersei was not in the episode last night at all. I think Jaime Lannister's, I find his character so fascinating now to see what exactly is going to happen. I still don't trust him entirely.
I do.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm probably a fool for thinking that, but I think it.
I thought the Sansa Daenerys scene was great last night.
She had me fooled.
Yeah.
Sansa had me fooled. I'm thinking, this is a power duo right here. Like, watch out, Tyrion. We might have a new hand of the queen.
Yep.
But no, she flipped it on her.
She did.
Wow. There's a line drawn in the snow there.
No, there's no, literally. And it's Jon Snow. Who's not really Jon Snow anymore. He's a Targaryen.
Right. In fact, even I know
Aegon.
That.
Yeah.
Now, sixth of his name.
While you were watching this, I did something kind of stupid last night. So I wasn't watching.
Yeah.
Fixing up some ends and ends, things around the house. And
some what?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
Yeah.
Okay. Widgets.
Whatever. Things that need to be done before I wind it down for the weekend.
Some honeydews.
Yeah. I had an incident with some super glue. And, you know, it happens. Sometimes you'll stick your fingers together and you'll still get stuck, right?
Oh, no.
Right. So.
was it Gorilla Glue?
Actually it was.
Oh,
well,
was
no, it was Gorilla Super Glue. They got their own brand of Super Glue now.
So I have Gorilla Glue.
So
that's nasty.
There was a part of my shoe that was coming loose and was annoying me, so I wanted to put it down.
No.
So I get several of my fingers stuck together. I've never had this happen before, but I know it happens.
Oh, my God.
So anyway.
Pete, stop talking. It's a promo. Just like.
So anyway. I am able to pull my fingers apart, and by the time I'm done with this, I've got a mess on both hands. So, and then you know that awkward feeling you get when you have dried super glue on your finger. You have no tactile touch, nothing. So I'm like looking for remedies. I get out some sandpaper. I start sanding my fingertips and getting the glue off of my hands.
No.
Now I will say this. I will say this. It got most of it off. However, later on the night when I went to my iPhone, which I have everything on thumbprint recognition. If my phone doesn't work, because and I can't remember any of my passwords. I told you I have a problem with passwords. Now I could commit a crime right now. I have no fingerprints. My phone doesn't even recognize me. The FBI sure as hell isn't going to recognize me.
God. You had an issue, an incident with Gorilla Glue.
Yeah. It's a good product.
It's a great product.
You got to know what you're doing.
What were you gluing? You were gluing your shoe?
Part of the back of my shoe was starting to come off. I was very unhappy about it. I figured I could just, you know, pop it right back and just glue it everywhere. Everywhere. Almost ruined the shoe. Got it on 5 of my 10 fingers.
So you were using your finger to dab the glue back in?
Yeah. Sure.
What did you think was going to happen?
I was hoping to do a clean shot without me physically touching anything. That didn't work out as it oozed. So, yeah.
How long did this last?
Well, let's see. My phone works today. So apparently my thumbprint's coming back.
I'm trying to find Gorilla Glue antidote. What do you do? I know there's something.
Somebody said nail polish remover.
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Didn't have it. Well, I mean, I went straight for the sandpaper.
Did you? No, were you too embarrassed to tell your wife?
Oh, she was sitting 3 feet from me the whole time laughing at me. Not helpful at all. Just wanted to see how far this was going to go. So that's what I did while you guys were watching Game of Thrones. Couldn't pay my bills. Couldn't do anything on my phone.
Standard paint thinner would work.
Okay.
Gorilla Glue. That is heavy stuff. That's heavy duty stuff. That's real deal.
I'm lucky I got my fingers apart. Be honest about it.
You know that top layer of your skin is dead?
Yeah.
You can pull it off and nothing will happen.
It's super dead now.
It doesn't.
And it's smooth. It's
unbelievable. Oh, God.
239, you ever see the episode of Jackass where the super glued a fat guy to Wee Man? I don't know. Did they super glue a guy to Wee Man?
I don't remember. I watched bits and pieces of that movie. I didn't see, but I don't doubt it.
You didn't watch Jackass?
I watched some.
Oh, you know what?
Tiz checking in. Craig, don't feel bad. I had an issue with silicone today. Interesting. Huh. And 239, WD-40. I'm a big fan of WD-40. Uh-huh. That works on a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Got a couple of
About every four months, I'll get a hair up my butt and walk around the house with a can of
Squeaky
WD.
Doors.
Oh, anything that makes a noise, you're getting WD-40'd.
That's
it. Could
great
be wood on wood. It's not gonna. I'm still spraying it.
It's a straight product.
Sure, Sam wouldn't do that to you.
Maybe
anything that makes noise.
Maybe.
Anyway. Well, yeah. So you guys have good Easter dinners, I'm sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know, half of my family now lives here in Southwest Florida, an extended family. Went over to my cousins, cooked a nice dinner for us, and it was fantastic.
Nice.
What was the protein?
Like Polish sausage and kielbasa and sauerkraut and like...
Very German, very European.
Well, it was Polish sausage, but yeah.
Well, sauerkraut is German.
Well,
so
yeah, okay, I got you. I see where you're going.
There's that.
Yeah.
Which at one point, you know, that was the same... It was all Germany.
That's true.
We had an awesome...
what about you guys?
My friends, Jim and Kim, lived down the street, invited us over, and our other good friends, Dave and Marie, and other people. And we had a brunch. I mean, it was fantastic. We had from bagels and lox to these two unbelievable frittatas. Mm. One was Italian, one was kind of Irish made. Two different types of hash browns, one with bacon, one without. All sorts of ridiculous. And nice. Then the roast beast that Jim cooked to perfection. I mean, it was absolutely outstanding. I mean, it's more food than you could possibly imagine.
Chris, did the Easter Bunny stop by the house on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Big happening?
Yep. Ate all the carrots that were outside. So that was, left a few shreds hanging back.
Yeah, sure.
But, which I didn't think was the nicest thing, but... You know, if we're going to teach our kid to clean his plate, maybe the Easter Bunny should eat all of his food.
Well, maybe he wanted to leave some evidence.
Yeah,
he was
there. A lot of carrots.
Yeah, it is.
Kid brought that one up.
Really? What?
Didn't have a good answer.
I don't know, son.
Well, it's like Santa leaving half a cookie. Like, you know, you can't eat.
I ate so many stupid Kit Kats last night during Game of Thrones, though.
Yeah.
Just grab the Easter basket. And
I too, made up for lost time. I've been giving up sweets for Lent.
Oh, yeah.
I went into a coma.
So you fell off the wagon?
Oh, yeah. Hard and heavy.
You have ice cream for breakfast?
No, but it got sampled throughout the day. In fact, I want to say I either passed out and or crashed. I fell asleep outside. Like, on my lounge next to the pool. And
at night?
Well, it was light when I fell asleep. And then I woke up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Missy, why didn't you get me? It's dark out. What am I doing out here?
Were you not... And you weren't on your lanai. We were outside.
Yeah, I was in my lanai.
Oh, okay.
At the end of the day, when we came back.
Could have got eaten alive by skeeters.
Full day of sugar.
No.
My screens do a pretty good job of keeping
No, I didn't know if you're outside your screen.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't play golf Saturday. I mean, giant alligator with his mouth. There's nothing more frightening. The alligators, but when you go up to where I live on the sixth hole, which
they're the
is
biggest
where
ones
I live,
I've seen in Florida.
And on the putting green, and this guy comes out of nowhere, and he's just sitting there, a good 8 to 9 footer with his mouth wide open.
Terrifying.
See,
with nothing in it. I'm usually they got a turtle in it or something. And I took a picture. I posted it on Facebook. I go, it's very impolite to keep your mouth open while we're trying to putt.
Now, I don't know, Pete, if this is a wives' tale or not, but I've always heard about alligators that if the mouth is shut, it takes a lot of effort for them to open it. So you got a chance to get away or whatever you're doing. But once that jaw's open, I mean, they could clamp that sucker shut. And
yeah, I mean, he didn't move. He wasn't going after anybody. They never do. They don't go after people. I mean, you've got to be really stupid.
Or he's got to be really hungry.
To go up, a foot away from an alligator and even take your chances. I would never do that. We keep our distance, but
yeah.
It's just, because you don't see it. You just come up on, and there he is, mouth wide open.
That would get my attention.
Like, oh, my God.
That would get my attention. No doubt about it. Well, speaking of golf,
played
Pete
really
Shepard,
well, yes.
The 99.3 ESPN Scheman and Shepard
Boom.
Golf outing, 9th annual. I mean, we've only been a part of it for a couple of years. Chris has been running this show for like a decade now. Man. So, listen, if you want to have some fun and be part of the Scheman and Shepard golf outing, brought to you by Dental Designs, more than a smile, sign yourself up or your team at 99.3ESPN.com. Space is limited. And I'm not just saying space is limited. Spaces are starting to fill up, okay? This has happened. So get yourself signed up. It's a golf scramble. It'll take place at the Verandas prestigious Whispering Oak Golf Course on May 18th. Mm-hmm. That's like 3 weeks and change away, right?
And I tweeted all the information out, too, on all our social media, so and on and my page as well.
All right.
The link to it.
It's a shotgun start that day at 8:30. We'll have lunch. We provide it. And you get a free golf shirt, golf hat.
Polo.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Golf polo, 99.3 ESPN logo and the hat. And it's a $99.30 entry per person. Proceeds benefit De La Salle Academy in Fort Myers. And it's brought to you by Lumpy's Golf in Fort Myers as well. So get yourself signed up before it's too late. This is going to be the talk of the town. Everybody's going to want to be part of it. We're going to be part of it, so you could too. It's that simple. All right, so keep that in mind. Go to our website, 99.3ESPN.com, and get yourself signed up. Coming up, we got to get a little deeper into the Raiders letting all of their scouts go home a week ahead of the draft. Some more NFL news you won't want to miss.
Lots of NFL news.
The Dolphins doing a lot of research on one particular quarterback that may or may not surprise you.
God, I hope it comes to fruition.
I do too. Chris doesn't. All that coming up. Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Monday. Glad you can be with us here as we're gearing closer and closer to the NFL draft. Teams are putting in long hours. Coaches, general managers, assistants, scouts, all just pouring over game film and information. And, well, unless you're Oakland, it's a two-man show. The Raiders. Now, this article started
Friday afternoon.
But Ian Rappaport was the origin of this. Yeah, we might give him one here.
It was pretty much confirmed.
He got one right. So the Raiders sent everybody home, all their scouts home, because nobody can be trusted. I don't really know what that means. Perhaps we could speculate that on the air here right now. Do we not trust their opinion when they're talking about certain players? Do they not trust? You brought up a good point to me before we got on the airwave. Maybe these word is leaked out that these guys are going to get jobs with other teams and therefore are going to sabotage the Raiders. What does it mean to not trust your scouting staff, Pete?
Never
I don't know.
Heard anything like this in my life in 31 years of doing this? I've not a week or less than a week before the draft, 6 days before the draft, you send your entire scouting department home because you don't trust them. The Raiders want, apparently, you know, absolute secrecy on their slew of first-round picks. So they don't trust anybody. This is like they don't want an Avengers leak. They don't want to leak anything out and in regards to their first-round picks. So that's – but I just never seen anything like it. How do you not
Can
have
– Can I play the other side here?
Sure.
Because I don't know if this is a good thing or a
so
bad thing.
So you're John Gruden and Mike Mayock.
Right. Okay. I've spent the last – 2.5 months, let's say.
Okay.
Like, compiling all of this information.
Yeah.
Like, Gruden and Mayock.
Yeah.
Right? The
right.
scouting department has been doing it for a year now.
Right.
Scouting departments, you know, the day after the draft will start looking ahead to next year. They probably already have some of the guys, some tape on them, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so they have done all of this work, right?
Right.
All around this draft. It could be paralysis by analysis that's what they're thinking. That, listen, guys, we've gone over this guy 4 times. We've gone over that guy 4 times. We've gone over everybody 4 times. Our opinion of them, our grade on them is set.
Right.
So why are we going to sit here, bang our head against a wall, talking about the same guys for a 6th and a 7th time? And then possibly be in a situation where, I don't know, like we're looking for something that's not actually there.
But isn't that John Gruden and or Mike Mayock's job to say, all right, guys, we're good. We don't need more meetings, even though they do.
But that's what they're saying here. What they're saying is, hey, scouting department, you guys have done an excellent job. Thank you for all the work you've given. Now, this is on us. This is on head coach and GM to set the board. Rank their players 1 through whatever.
All right.
And this is their board, and that board, that final cheat sheet, that, you know, top 100 players is not getting leaked to the media.
I think it's an interesting theory, but I'm not buying it because it's the Raiders. And my feeling is there is not everybody's on the same page. And yes, you're going to have, you know, disagreements here and there, but I think there's something more to it going on. And I will contend to say I am still. Not discounting the fact that they may trade Derek Carr during all of this, and maybe they want Kyler Murray. Maybe they're trying to put together a deal to somehow with Arizona. I'm just saying you got to consider every single possibility. I think there's dissension. I think they're not all on the same page. I think some of the scouts probably have been there longer than Gruden in this particular part of the organization, this regime. And I'll look at him going, you are nuts. I am not going down this path with you. You're way off base. Probably voiced their concerns, some of them. And Mayock and Gruden are probably like, well, then go home.
My gut feeling is that this is a sign of dissension. But I like the very last thing that Chris said.
I do too.
No leaks to the media. Mm-hmm. It's up to us. We're going to decide. And then that also carries into even your Derek Carr theory. They don't want a bunch of people in the building that are going to hear what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my gut feeling tells me this is just utter chaos.
I mean, you've heard Derek Carr's comments over the last couple of weeks. He's not happy. Josh Rosen, you know, he's not happy. And then you keep hearing about he might get dealt for only a third round. I don't know how. I can't see the Cardinals making a deal with him without getting at least a first rounder back. But then we hear other reports that it might just be a third rounder. That's all he's worth. I don't know. There are others, and I'm one of them, that if he came out in this year's draft, that he would be the number one pick overall over Kyler Murray. I could see that.
I could see him definitely in the top two, and I think you can make that argument.
Yeah. That's why this draft is starting to become even more fascinating than last year's for so many reasons. We haven't even got to the Dolphins thing yet.
No. That's another explosive story. Well, not explosive, but we'll get to that.
You guys are just...
No, it's not hyperbole. It's pretty intense and legitimate. All right, let's go to the phones.
We're also taking calls. As you call in today, I'm hiring since I've appointed myself as the chief scouting director for the Raiders. So talk about what you like, whatever you like, but also tell me why I should hire you to become an NFL scout, because I'm sure a lot of you are qualified.
Exactly.
Obviously, people in Oakland are not.
Well, I tout every day on this show how I'm qualified to be a GM. All I need is a capologist, and I can do a better job than half these guys in the league. I mean, that's a fact. I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm spewing hyperbole.
863, good old conspiracy theorists, people putting more trash over the air that may not be true. What trash are you talking about? That they don't, there's no possible way they trade Derek Carr? First of all, I didn't come up with that theory. That's been kind of out there for about 5 months.
Yeah.
And yes, it's my theory. And I see on this show, I don't know if you know about 863, but sports radio all about is you give opinions, and I try not to say stuff sticking against the wall just to see if it sticks. No, I mean these are. I think we just gave you three very interesting theories, three different points of view.
Although so, I have some stuff stuck to the wall behind me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, let's go to the phones at 239.
Let's hear your brilliance, 863. Let's see what you got, unless you're just a disgruntled Raiders fan. In which case, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Because you're about to get your heart broken again, in my opinion, coming up. See if that's trash or not.
All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Let's go to The Rock in Naples. Yeah. You're on with Sheba to Shepherd. What's up, Rock?
Rock.
Woo! Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Smells like chicken.
I love it. I love it.
All right, so anyway, the Raiders. Okay, totally over analysis. Now, is this the, you know, are the Raiders the first team to send their, you know, their scouts home early? No. Will it happen again? Yes. It's kind of like that caveat, like, you know, poop or get off the pot. You know what you're going to do? You know, dim the Easter off, not a big deal.
Normally, I would agree with you, Rock. If another team, I would agree with you. But, well, first of all, this doesn't happen all the time. Now, you don't send all your scouts home 6 days before the draft. When does that ever happen?
It's not the Patriot way.
Tell me another. Forget that way. Anybody's way. When's the last time, Rock, you ever heard of that, 6 days before the draft, and a team announces this, that reports that come out and send all their scouts home, and there's trust factors involved?
Okay, then again, when's the last time I heard the Raiders do a smart thing anyway?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's considering the story.
Amari Toomer. I mean, they haven't done anything smart, and so this goes with par for the course.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are more concerned about the Raiders. I'm more concerned about the Redskins. I'm a diehard Redskin fan. I want to know if I'm going to get Dwayne Haskins.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rock. Peter King's draft that had Haskins fall. I can't believe if Haskins fell all the way to 15, even if Josh Rosen doesn't end up with the Dolphins, which is being highly speculated now. They're saying Haskins could go, you're right, to the Washington Redskins. How the Giants pass up on him, I don't know.
Yeah.
How the Dolphins would pass up on him, I don't know. But you might be right, Rock.
Rock and Pete.
I'm expecting a lot of trades. I think the Redskins might actually move down with a trade. It's just, you know, like I said, a diehard Redskins fan, I just want a quarterback. I've been waiting too long. You know, I remember the last Super Bowl in 1991, and I've been waiting for a long time to, like, have something to cheer about again.
I hear you, Rock. Thank you for the call. Just to be clear, that is a Sam Farmer of the L.A. Times did his mock draft. Mm-hmm. Peter King,
that's right,
put it in his article. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he has the Redskins getting Dwayne Haskins out of Ohio State, which I'm sure Redskin fan would be thrilled with that.
Daniels from Duke going to the Giants. Man, how do the Giants pass up on – how do you do that? It's Gettleman.
Dave Gettleman. I was going to say. It's Dave Gettleman.
239 says you got to eat the elephant one bite at a time. First, send the spies out.
That's
the scouts, right.
He gets it.
Yeah.
He gets it. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Truer words were never spoken.
Such a ridiculous phrase.
It is a ridiculous phrase. All right. So, yeah, if you think you can make the case for you, the listener, being a better scout, and heck, I'll even give you another hat, GM of the Raiders. Take a shot at it. I say it about myself all the time. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
And you're insane if you think you can do so.
Oh, I'm not insane.
You are. You're nuts.
I'm perfectly coherent. I can do it. I said, Chris, just give me a capologist.
Yeah, and a talent evaluator.
Yeah. I mean, I know good talent when I see it.
Oh, yeah.
That level?
Hundreds of hours of film you have to. See, if I had the time to go over hundreds of hours of film, but for the Raiders, I know I could do
it. I need
job.
A D-line. I'm going to Clemson or Alabama, okay? And there's like six guys I can choose from. I need a quarterback. There's, you know, this year's not as good as last year.
No.
Maybe
no,
I, it's not. Maybe
you
I
could really
it
just watch McShay and Kuiper and get all your information from there, right?
I could. However, even they're only right about 4 out of 32 times when it comes right down
yeah.
to
yeah.
it. Right?
And they're going to get thrown for a major. Everybody's doing it, even in our contest, which you can sign up for, you know, on 993ESPN.com.
Good plug.
That's going to be very, very tough.
Actually timely.
I will give kudos to anybody who gets that right, even 95% of it, because I'm expecting at least two, possibly three major deals in the first round. I think it's very possible.
I don't know. There doesn't seem that kind of buzz right now. I think more teams are looking to move back, but whenever you move back, you need a team that wants to move up.
Right.
Which I know that sounds stupid.
You move
that
up
I
if
have
there's
to
a quarterback to grab. Sure.
But who's that quarterback?
Yeah.
Or is a team jumping up to get Daniel Jones at number 20?
I don't Daniel Jones so. At 20? They got him going six to the Giants. 20?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, by the way, as long as you're talking about the Giants, so Dave Gettleman says he's proud of his record, and he pretty much hinted strongly that he got rid of malcontents. Odell Beckham Jr. first in line.
Change the culture. Now, the culture. No, there's no culture issue anymore, and clearly that did not sit well with Odell Beckham Jr., who tweeted out this weekend, right after that, a bunch of emojis of crying emojis, four of them that said, "This was by far one of the funniest things I've seen today." And it's about the changing of the culture.
It's pretty
and
good.
To quote Gettleman, he said, "I think some people are still missing it. Football is the ultimate team game.
Can't have malcontents on a championship team."
Now, get this. Now, jeez. Remember this, kids. If all 11 guys aren't doing the right thing, you're not going to be successful.
That's the Patriot way.
There's more to it than just collecting talent. There is a cultural thing to it that's critical.
Yeah,
I have not been
right.
on a team that's gone to a Super Bowl that's had a culture problem. When asked if the culture problem plagued by the G-man, Gettleman said, not anymore.
Hmm. Well, so Odell was Odell and Landon Collins were the culture problem.
They were the two problems.
Yeah.
But a lot of talent.
Gettleman says he's been to seven Super Bowls. He knows what he's doing. Either that or he's very lucky like a rabbit's foot.
This is new.
Has he been to seven?
This is a Normandale speech, you know, from Hoosiers. This is, if all 11 guys aren't doing the right thing, you're not going to be successful. Thank you for the football Pee-wee 101 lesson. Boy, if that isn't, you know, fortune cookie words right there. All 11 guys, if they're not doing the right thing, you're not going to be successful. Thank you. Well, that makes it that now I understand. Now I know. Yeah. Put the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. He just speaks in these generalities. Like, he doesn't say anything. Like last
if
year,
if you said that to an NFL player, they would look at you and laugh. Those
yeah.
kind of words.
So don't take the talented guy.
All right, I'll be Chris and be the contrarian. Take the other side. He doesn't owe us anything in the media.
No, I'm
he
not
doesn't have to say anything of substance or detail to us. He can throw this fluff out here. As long as he drafts correctly in April every year.
No, you're right.
He got himself a good running back. Some people think, you know, he should have gone somewhere else.
No, there's no thinking about it. He should have gone quarterback because when you have the option to draft a franchise quarterback or a franchise running back, you take the quarterback 11 out of 10 times. Every single time.
All right.
Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. Really good.
But he'll be toast by the time they're good again.
Sorry.
Be running it's the
way it's the way the NFL is.
Well, that's why you get to pay attention to who drafts who picks who. And as Pete alluded to a moment ago, we got big coverage coming up on Thursday with our pick-by-pick draft coverage on 99.3 ESPN. We'll be doing our show. We'll be doing our mock drafts. And then afterward, we're going out to Buffalo Wild Wing and Cape Coral for the draft. All three of us will be out there. So log on to 99.3ESPN.com, and you can compete in our draft pick 'em game. All the rules and details are on the website. The winner will receive a $100 gift card to Sunshine Ace Hardware. And the NFL Draft on 99.3 ESPN is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. This is going to be fun. It is Monday. This all takes place on Thursday. It is just 3 days away, and we're all very excited about it. When we come back, we'll talk some more NFL football, Donovan McNabb with some interesting things to say about Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. And we will look into more detail of the Sam Farmer mock draft that Peter King wrote about. We'll tell you how it affects the Dolphins and the Buccaneers and maybe your favorite team as well. All that coming up, plus Sound Street next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples, helping men stay in the game and live healthy, happy lives online at OptimalMale.net. Started off with the association, the playoffs yesterday. Trailblazers beat the Thunder 111-98 to take a 3-1 series lead. Damian Lillard says he knew the Blazers would bounce back from their Game 3 loss.
After Game 3, it was like, you know, we in the locker room saying they lived at the free throw line and all this stuff, but Game 4, we're not talking to nobody but ourselves. Referees can call it how they want to call it. We just going to worry about ourselves. We're going to play hard. We're going to stay together. Whenever the crowd get into it, we're going to just keep doing what we do and come out on top. You know, so I was proud that we was able to stick to that and actually get it done. But a lot of that is because of what we have been through during the regular season and how we came together.
He's phenomenal.
Awesome.
I mean, 40 points yesterday. They get 15 in the third. I mean, I think you're right. This guy gets no pub.
I think he's winning people over this postseason.
Yeah.
I hope he is, at least.
The problem was they weren't around long enough last year for people to kind of pay attention to him. So I agree with you.
Because you look in the West, it's going to be the Warriors and Rockets next round.
Yeah.
So
that's
what?
Gonna take care of that.
I mean, Spurs Nuggets winner going to get Trailblazers. That Spurs Nuggets series looks like it's going to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to go at least six because it's 2-2, right?
No doubt about it.
Yep.
CJ McCollum says last year's embarrassing playoff exit has fueled them all this year.
We got swept last year. It was really embarrassing, and everybody talked about it. It was on TV every day. I went on TV and they talked about us getting swept. They talked about me getting traded. Talked about, you know, how we can't win together, you know, all that stuff. We remember it. And we understand that feeling of going home early. You know, I was able to, fortunately, you know, able to fly to Europe and see my brother play because the season ended so early. And I told him this year I ain't going to be able to make it. So big bro's staying up right now in Russia watching 6, 7 a.m. He understands what we're going through, what we're trying to accomplish. And I think our team understands what we need to do and how we need to do it so that we don't, you know, have what happened last year happen to us again. Mm.
Meanwhile, the Warriors beat the Clips 113-105. The Warriors have a 3-1 series lead. The one loss was the game they blew a 31-point lead in and lost to the Clippers there. Klay Thompson this weekend talking about how a cold swim in the Pacific Ocean is what got him out of his shooting slump.
Oh, man, I did a couple things. I didn't think I had bad games, but I didn't have any big games. I told Jonas yesterday, we went to the beach, played some volleyball. I'm like, yo, I'm just going to go jump in the ocean. I just know that will reset my mind, and it worked. So I don't know if I'm going to jump up north because it's freezing, but something I'll definitely contemplate if I don't shoot the ball that well the rest of the year. But hopefully that doesn't happen.
Just for the record, having lived 10 years in Los Angeles and a frequent fan of going to the beach as I am here, the water's never warm in the Pacific Ocean, ever, any time of year. It's cold. Not here in the Gulf.
I get that, but what the hell are you doing playing volleyball?
Well, you know, he's getting fired up.
No.
Not in the playoffs.
You don't play volleyball while you get a playoff game.
Is he supposed to just lay in his hotel bed?
Go for a swimming spot? You don't play volleyball.
I know.
I mean, would I want all my players in hyperbaric chambers? Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, take a walk. Right. Go outside.
Let's
go to Disneyland if you want.
Roll an ankle during a walk. Lay down in a hyperbaric chamber. Recovery.
Stretch 2 hours before tip-off. Celtics 110-106 over the Pacers. Sweep in four. Kyrie Irving said, great start to the Celtics playoff run.
It's exciting to know that when the pressure, quote-unquote, is high or, you know, you're asked to be challenged in a certain situation that, you know, you have guys that can respond to that and respond pretty well. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be the way that you expect it to be individually. But as long as we stay together as a team, I think that whatever result it is, it's just more manageable when everyone's together than just apart. So I'm happy about that, that we're all just diving into it, you know, kind of having a blind faith with each other and just go out there and just be great.
You played well. Gordon off the bench, Haywood off the bench yesterday, 2 with 20. Then I'm pretty impressed with the way they played four games. Sweeping a team is never easy in any
series. I thought Indiana actually played pretty well in games 3 and 4. They kept it close,
they had double digit leads a couple times.
You could tell they were just in the fourth quarter. They needed a guy to get a bucket. Mm. The Victor Oladipo.
Oh, Victor Oladipo. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Just couldn't come up with any offense on their own.
Kyrie Irving says, now, so what? We won a series. You got to hit the reset button. Here we go, round two.
It's just you hit the restart button. You can't take. You could obviously take some momentum going into it, you know, be proud of the performance you put on, but a week later, it doesn't even matter. So you got to prove it once again. You got to prove why you were successful last series. You got to prove, you know, how ready you are for that next step, because it's closer and closer to, you know, a goal that other teams are trying to get as well. So it's just a sense of maturity, but I think that for these guys on this team, they enjoy it for the first few days, and then we go back to practice and get back locked in. That's the great thing about a sweep, though. You get to go back and get some days off and then reset.
Practice. Yeah. Talking about practice.
I'm playing until Sunday. That's against Milwaukee, more than likely.
Well, tonight the Pistons will get swept by the Bucks.
Yes, they will.
And then you got the Rockets taking on the Jazz, and Houston leads that series 3-0.
That's surprising.
A little bit. All right, coming up. Which quarterback are the Dolphins dialing in on? And by dialing in, I mean dialing in.
It ain't Tua.
And he might already be in the league.
Stop it.
Listen, I'm just reporting facts here. That's all
messenger.
I do. That's all I do.
No, you're not reporting facts. You're reporting stories.
Reporting.
It's the opposite of facts. It's an unfact.
We are reporting.
I report, you decide.
What needs to be reported.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.